Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TVs right now, Get Up, doesn't matter, First Take, you know, Fox Sports, everyone's talking about Baker Mayfield. It's week five. You don't crown an MVP yet, but if you were to, he'd probably be that guy.
I think a lot of people are putting out a lot of, you know, content right now, and they're picking who their MVPs are. And it's just, this is what we do. It's natural. We're about a third of the way through the season. And Baker Mayfield tends to be a lot of people's trendy selection. And it's really wild. I'm seeing all these videos of him with the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, some people might have believed in him when he came out of Oklahoma. And some people might have been totally out on him just because he was arrogant. But it did feel like he fell flat on his face. And, you know,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've said this over and over again. Joe Montana is the more superior quarterback, hands down, as a player. But Steve Young's the guy I relate to more. And the reason why I relate to Steve Young more is because, you know, he was a high draft pick. He went to the USFL. The league folded. He went to Tampa. And just got his teeth kicked in and hit his career bottom and completely face planted in the NFL. And then he gets traded for, I believe, a second round pick to the 49ers. And he's got to back up Joe Montana. At the time, they didn't even know Joe Montana was going to be able to come back from back surgery. And I read his book over and over. And his story is just so relatable because he had to fight for every single thing he got, and he had to sit and he had to wait his turn. And he, I believe, pushed Montana to some of his great years. 88, they were going back and forth, yo-yoing in the lineup for about 6-7 weeks. till Bill Walsh finally made a decision. 89, probably one of his best years. 90, definitely his best year, as he was the MVP. I'm talking about Joe Montana. And then he goes down, and he misses multiple years. And then Steve gets his opportunity, and he just runs with it. And then he ends up losing to the Cowboys. And so where I'm getting at is that failing and failing and failing, and then pulling yourself up from the bootstraps and finally hoisting the ultimate prize. I love that redemption arc. And I'm seeing around the league right now, there are a lot of guys right now getting second, third, and fourth opportunities who are succeeding. I know Geno Smith stinks right now, but Geno did have a heck of a little run for the last couple of years.
He did. He did.
You know, and say what you want.
They won 10 games last year in Seattle.
Joe, he's going to be a 15-year NFL player.
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
Considering he's a flame out.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold signed the deal and took his spot in Seattle. I think most people would have bet that Sam Darnold's career was probably holding a clipboard for the rest of it.
Same draft class as Baker.
Baker Mayfield. How many teams was he on before he went to Tampa?
Three. Rams, Panthers, and Browns.
And Darnold and Baker were backups on the Panthers at the same time.
I know. It's pretty incredible. Matt right. Rule.
You know, there's other people throughout the league, like Danny Dimes right now, who's probably comeback player of the year. I didn't think he was good. Actually, I thought he sucked. And
he had a playoff win under his belt. He did.
I know. And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I was wrong. Maybe he's more talented. Maybe he is better. But he's clearly in the right situation. So I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm saying to myself two things. Number one, are we evaluating quarterbacks properly as a country? Number two, are we understanding the context of the situations that they inherit and the places that they go?
I think we are becoming more aware, and we are becoming better as a society when it comes to talking about quarterbacks and the situations they go into. And we're starting to go at the organizations a little bit more. In the past, Joe, it felt like, even like a decade ago, if a quarterback just flamed out, oh, it's because he stinks. It's his fault. It's not the organization. This guy was clearly in over his head. They shouldn't have drafted him in this spot. It's all the player. I think we're slowly beginning to realize that, yeah, it's probably a combination of both, but a lot of it has to be on the organization, putting them in a position to succeed. And that means the right players, the right coaching staff, the right, I don't know, if you have sports doc therapists, whatever it is, putting the right structure around these guys immediately is going to pay off. You mentioned Baker, a guy we just saw and talked about yesterday, Trevor Lawrence, same thing.
Yeah, he looks like, a lot better.
A lot better. It matters. Now, there are still players. Like, I look at like two in particular that are two of the biggest busts in the history of the NFL, still might be the top two. It's Ryan Leaf and Jamarcus Russell. I don't care what organization those guys were going to, they were going to be busts.
Well, they had mental and alcohol/drug dependency issues that are going to, they're going to ruin any career in any industry.
There's
going to, specifically in the football, yes.
There are always going to be examples like that where it's more self-sabotage than it is organizational sabotage.
If I were to weigh it, I would argue, even if I removed quarterback position, I think there are more players in the NFL who are done dirty by the circumstance and situation of an organization than are flat out can't play football.
I almost always now, Joe, blame the organization and not the player. Almost always.
So, like, I'm for a minute. I know we're going to get to Mac Jones here in a second, but Eric Armstead and Jimmy Ward, are those good football players?
I'd say yes, they are.
There was a long time I did not think either was a good football player. They were in the wrong system. Was Eric Armstead a 3-4 D tackle? A 3-4 D end? Was he a 4-3 defensive tackle? Was he a 4-3 D end? Was he a wide nine guy? Was he like an inside? Was he a 5 technique? Like, what was he?
Felt like a tweener sometimes. We didn't know what he was.
No idea. But I know this. He fit Robert Saleh and D'Amico Ryan's system pretty damn well.
Yeah.
And that was years after I was convinced he sucked.
Yeah.
Jimmy Ward. Is he a safety? Is he a corner? Is he a slot guy? What is he? Is he a Tampa 2 guy? Is he a single high safety? What is he? Oh, I kind of know that Robert Saleh found a way to make him really, really useful. He made a lot of money, and he stuck around in the league a long time. And he was with D'Amico Ryans after that, and I know he's got some stuff off the field, but yeah. I was convinced both guys sucked. All right? Now that I'm thinking back on it, it probably was more Tom Sula sucked. and Chip Kelly sucked, and they were an organization in complete chaos in 2017 and 2018 as they were building it back up.
I think the perfect litmus test for all this is what we're seeing with the San Francisco 49ers right now, Mac Jones, what we've seen in the past when it comes to some of these head coaches that just know quarterback play inside and out and have just become bastions of like a savior almost, like Kevin O'Connell. Like what he's been able to do with the likes of Kirk Cousins, Sam Darnold, and we'll see with Carson Wentz. It's early.
Well, we'll see with J.J. McCarthy.
And we'll see with J.J. McCarthy. Exactly. We'll see with both of them.
He might just not be good right now.
And that might be the case.
Yeah, might take him 4 or 5 years, or he might never be good.
Exactly.
Like Trey Lance, who knows? Maybe it would have took 5 straight years of starting to be good. Maybe he'll just never be good.
And you know what? I'm glad you bring up Trey Lance because, you know, Bonte was in studio with us as he is each and every Tuesday from 8 to 10. And he kind of talked about it when he gained a lot of respect for Shanahan as a head coach and how he spoke about his players and the whole Trey Lance after they traded him. He's like, you know what? I failed Trey. I will be the first one to own that. I did not put him in a great position to succeed, and I will own that. And you know what? That could have been a move that costed him his career in San Francisco. Kyle Shanahan, that is. But they stumbled upon Brock Purdy. They got him. The rest is history, right? But I agree with Bonte when it came to like my respect level for Shanahan, just owning that, because we don't do that a lot in society. We have a lot more of the Brian Flores talking smack about Tua and vice versa. Like, no, it was his fault. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. We have a lot more finger pointing than just owning in society today. So when head coaches like Kyle Shanahan say, you know what? I'll own that one. My bad. Jump. I whiffed on that. That is how you endear yourself to fan bases. And that is why this whole story of Mac Jones, I'm loving right now. And it might turn back into a pumpkin. We'll see. He's 3-0 right now. How could you not love what Mac Jones is doing with the San Francisco 49ers after everyone wrote this guy off? Everyone wrote him off.
Joe.
People still might be.
If I put Tom Brady in his prime on the Carolina Panthers to start last year, I'm not sure they win 7 games.
I think you could put Patrick Mahomes on that team currently, and it's same.
I mean, I do love Tat, but I
come on.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I love Hunter Renfrow, and he's their wide receiver too right now, basically.
You know, so how can I make an evaluation on Bryce Young? Like, there's times I like him. There's times I don't know. There's times I'm intrigued. There's times I'm baffled by his decision making. But can we all agree, Carolina's kind of a dumpster fire?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So. If he went to, I'm just going to throw some, if he went to LaFleur, is there anybody who thinks that Bryce Young wouldn't be solid? I'm not saying great, just solid.
I will give you the head coaches right now, Joe, that if you go there.
Green Bay's solid, correct?
They are a stable organization basically my entire life.
They won 2 games with Malik Willis, who I was convinced couldn't play last year,
yeah, he did.
While Jordan Love was out.
I completely forgot about that.
I'm not even sure if Jordan Love's good. I'm not even sure. But I know that the situation is good, and I know he's not going to be a complete dumpster fire, right?
I know he can win playoff games and looks good in the playoffs at times. Jordan Love has done that.
But that's what I'm saying. But if I put Jordan Love on Carolina and Bryce on Green Bay, you get where I'm going
with this?
It's
going to look different. We actually asked Baldy about this yesterday, Joe. Yeah. I think you did. On teams that fail at developing quarterbacks. It's a two-parter because it was a long response. It's really good. Baldy, on with us yesterday. Talk about that. Oh, can you pop me up, sir?
Display right now.
Hold on. It's all right. 3, 2, 1, and one more time.
We have a lot of lousy organizations, and they're on display right now. What it tells me two things. One, I talked to Dan Jeremiah, who's our evaluator, and we went back and we read the evaluation of Baker, the evaluation of Sam, some of these guys. The evaluations were right. They got the right guy. The organization stunk, and their ability to build around it with the right coaches, what Jason Light is doing in Tampa. You know, there's a reason why Tom Brady went to Tampa and not to some of these other places that people were rumored to when he left New England. He was going to a place where the GM knew how to, discover talent. You know, and that's what's kind of going on right now in Jacksonville, too. I mean, this new GM there, they've got 3 rookies on the field on the final drive of the game. You wouldn't know it, but...
So that's the first part of Baldy yesterday.
So I asked myself, these dumpster fire organizations.
There's a lot of them.
Are these bad players? Are these bad circumstances? Or a combination of both? So I'm just going to ask you a couple. Trevor Lawrence, before Liam Cohen.
I say bad organization and circumstances.
Okay.
Not bad player. Had flaws, but I wouldn't say he's bad.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's, I'm just.
Yeah.
Just,
no, no. Yeah.
Bryce Young, Carolina.
Bad organization.
Okay. How about Caleb Williams with the Bears?
Bad organization.
Okay. Kyler Murray with Arizona.
Yeah, I'd say bad organization. Just okay. The ownership top down. Yeah.
Okay. Daniel Jones in New York when he was with the New York Giants.
Bad organization.
Okay. Baker Mayfield with the Browns.
Bad organization.
Sam Darnold with the Jets.
Bad organization.
Mac Jones with the Patriots.
Ooh, he came into a good spot. He did come into a successful organization that had some down years. But it became a bad organization literally after his first year.
Yes.
Down. Yes.
I would agree. Cam Ward currently on Tennessee.
Oh, this is horrible. Just get rid of it. Who's that coach? Callahan? Just get out of here.
Okay.
I know they just won, but good God.
All right, so I would agree with you. That
and you left some off there that are still bad. I'd toss Vegas in there, too.
Okay, oh, but they haven't drafted anybody high. So that's
They haven't in a long
that's
time.
That's why
right.
I haven't really put them in there, and I'm omitting them.
Right.
Like, okay, the Houston Texans with C.J. Stroud. What do we make of that situation?
I think it's been a good situation. They've won playoff games in his first 2 years. Okay. Now, they are a defense-first team. And they are going to need to protect this guy because he is out there running for his life. And when he makes comments, Joe, that says, I'm no longer. What did he say? He's 23 years old, but he feels like he's like not even in his prime anymore athletically. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, he showed flashes.
Yes.
And I think to be determined.
Yeah, I'm not writing them off.
Nor
yeah, exactly.
But Joe Burrow with Cincinnati.
It's a bad organization, but he has been able, that head coach and him have been able to make some sweet music.
I think
and
his career
that.
Will be capped if he stays in Cincinnati.
Mm. God, he was so close to winning the Super Bowl.
I know. You can have a singular great year. To sustain over time, you need to have a great organization. You know, I think about the Detroit Lions before they got Dan Campbell, which is crazy because I thought Dan Campbell was a boob when they first hired him.
He's talking about biting kneecaps. Huh?
I know. He was a failure in Miami.
He was, but he was
short-term.
He was interim, so yeah. I didn't really like hold that against him. But to your point, we were all laughing at the guy.
Like Matt Stafford, I think we've now, and look, I didn't think Matt Stafford was the greatest. I thought he was a Pat Statter.
Stat Padford.
Yeah, yeah. However it was
that's,
said.
I think that's what they call him. Yeah.
But if I can dare it a little Kangle.
Exactly. He's now won me over, right? And I'm like, you know what? Nah, he was in a bad situation. But yeah. Detroit was that team for how many years?
Oh, forever. My entire
Five
life.
Decades?
Dude, his high watermark was being a playoff one and done-er for three years. That's their high watermark prior to the Jared Goff, Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson era.
What about the Chargers before Harbaugh?
Oh, they couldn't get it right. They were charging. They did make the playoffs. And what happened to that playoff game, Joe, with Brandon Staley? What happened?
If they got destroyed. Well, they got in the second half.
It was one of the worst blown leads ever because it was the Chargers are going to charge her.
If Jim Harbaugh had been given Philip Rivers and Philip Rivers had been given Jim Harbaugh, how different does his career play out?
I think they might win a Super Bowl. Yes.
I think a lot of people agree with you. So I there are so many situations where there's bad organizations that are doing in these guys. Now I get to the kind of like, I don't know. So like the Jets are a mess and have been a mess forever. Zach Wilson, though, I think he just might stink.
Yeah. But I'll say this. I would have much rather had an offensive-minded head coach that knows quarterbacks if I'm in that situation. Going to a defensive-minded guy, it's actually why I give C.J. Stroud a lot of credit. Because he is in a defensive-minded kind of organization right now in Houston, and he's still able to overcome that at times. Zach was chosen to be the next savior, and he had a first-time head coach in Robert Saleh, and it just too much first time for everyone.
I agree.
And that wasn't the right move to go, which is why I was kind of shocked they went defensive again with Aaron Glenn. That's another conversation for another day. But I get what you're saying.
Zach just might not be good.
Exactly. He might not be.
Okay. Tua. I think Tua has been in a kind of all over the place organization, but he just might not be good enough. I think he's solid, but not good enough.
I think that injury, I go back to that college hip injury. But again, what did I just say about Robert Saleh being a defensive guy and first-time head coach? Brian Flores in Miami, Joe.
And Mike Same McDaniels, thing. First-time head coach.
There you go.
Justin Fields.
The Bears are just...
He just might not be good enough.
He might not be good enough, too. But the Bears, again...
The Bears suck.
First, what is the theme? What is the theme here? Matt Eberflus.
Yes.
First-time head coach, defensive guy.
Okay. What about Anthony Richardson with the Colts?
Well, they drafted him, and this is an interesting one. And while Anthony Richardson has not proven to be a good quarterback, they drafted him knowing he was a project. Everyone was saying...
Same as Trey Lance.
Yeah, but he just might not even be more good. So, but even more so with no, Anthony Richardson. He was way more of an unfinished product than Trey Lance was.
That's a sentence.
No, it's a fact. The guy didn't win anything in Florida.
Well, they both just might not be good.
Yeah.
I'm allowing for the script to change over time, but now they're just not good.
But organizationally, they have not done ever since Andrew Luck, and even with Andrew Luck, they have done a poor job.
Matt Rivers trading for Wentz.
Exactly.
They've been all these guys. But look what they've done with Daniel Jones.
Yes, and Shane Steichen deserves credit for that. Absolutely.
All right, Kenny Pickett going to the Steelers. He just stinks.
Yeah, I'm out on
right?
it. I don't know.
I think, and not that Pittsburgh is this.
His high watermark is doing that fake juke knee slide thing for when he was a quarterback in Pittsburgh.
I'm just trying to go over all of the different quarterbacks that are around the league right now.
Yeah.
And just kind of, you know, like Lamar Jackson's a great example. Had Lamar been drafted by the Arizona Cardinals, I'm kind of convinced he wouldn't be close to his, not that he is not individually amazing. He is. The Ravens are a great draft developing coaching organization. Have been forever.
I mean, I know he's not there anymore, but how often during the draft, like first, second round, Ozzie Newsome exactly. doing it again. Ozzie
well,
Newsome.
Still a part of the organization.
He's
not the main guy. Yeah. So I don't know. I look at the Mac Jones thing now as I kind of come back to the Niners. We should have saw this coming. Like, not that Brock Purdy would get hurt, but that like if Mac was forced to play, he would look good because Kyle's good. Kyle's really good at what he does. You know, I know it didn't work with Trey, but like everybody else has had career years or career high defined moments with Kyle as their coach. We should have saw this coming.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And I kind of like that. You know, who's the player? It could be even coach too that you kind of regret moving off too early.
Let me ask you this one. Jalen Hurts.
Ooh. It's a good one.
I'm going to actually give Howie and Sirianni a ton of credit here. I'm not sure Jalen Hurts works in like 20 other places.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean is that we've gone through all the bad organizations. He's perfect for Philly.
Yes.
I think he'd be good with LaFleur. I think he'd be good with Andy Reid, with Kyle Shanahan to a degree.
His rookie year was with Doug Peterson, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, because he came in place of whoever. Yeah.
But I do think he gets elevated by the situation. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. I'm just saying he's the perfect guy for the perfect coach. Like, I'm giving all that whole organization credit.
Right.
I don't think he would like, if I threw him on the Panthers, what would Jalen Hurts look like on the Panthers?
Probably closer to Bryce Young. Like, not very good.
Not very good. Yeah. But I think he's a stud. Like, and now, do I think he's one of the top pocket quarterbacks? No, but, like, he's a winner. And I think that, like, you could do a lot worse than Jalen Hurts. I know a lot of people don't like him as a player, but he's in a really good situation. How many quarterbacks would thrive in Philadelphia because of how well-run they are as an organization?
A lot.
Look at their backup. Their backup is one of the most coveted guys in the league.
Who's the backup?
What's his name? Come on. No.
Who's his backup?
They drafted him late, and they don't want to trade him. He's going to be a free agent Eagles after this year. Come on, give me the name. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Backup QB. I got it right here. Don't worry.
Tanner McKee.
Thank you, Tanner McKee.
I don't know who that is. Who's Tanner McKee?
He lightened it up in the preseason.
Oh, that, as we know.
Two back-to-back years. They love him. they speak highly of him.
I love this conversation. We're going to continue talking about it on the other side because we're up against it. 888-957-9570.
In Philly. And I put Jalen in Dallas. Aren't the results a little different for both guys? And I'm not taking anything away from the individual players. I'm just saying, like, circumstance.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.